Hey guys, it's Jordan Lauren. Today we're going to be talking about the effects of showing only thin people in the media, whether that be social media or films and TV. Showing women that being skinny is the only valued body size can lead to much body dissatisfaction and disordered eating. Media today needs to work to feature women of all sizes in order to create a more positive body image. There are a few prevailing definitions that are needed to understand this topic first. Body image is how one perceives their own body. The social comparison theory states that people have a desire to evaluate themselves in comparison to others, which affects their body image. These are important because people often equate what they see on screens with what happens in real life, specifically how their bodies are supposed to look. We live in a thin-centric world, a world where most of what we see in the media is thin idealized bodies. When looking at all thin media, it creates an unhealthy cycle of internalizing what is viewed on screens with what happens in real life, specifically how people should look. This begins at a young age and continues for a lifetime. In 2017, Dr. John Mingoya of the University of South Australia, Adelaide, did a meta-analysis of 6 studies that all looked at the connection between social networking sites and body satisfaction. He used the cultivation theory, which states that many exposures to media content leads to the viewers interpreting the events and people in the media as reality. 6 studies completed in the United States and Australia with women aged 10 to 26, 10 to 46, who were all in primary school, secondary school, or university, were brought together to analyze. The results of all 6 studies showed that there's a positive correlation between social media site usage and the internalization of the thin ideal. When only viewing media that's showing thin bodies, the viewers internalize the positive association with thin bodies and view themselves negatively in turn. What's seen in the media also becomes indistinguishable with real life. Although the media only shows the best part of life, that don't display the whole of somebody's existence. A 2002 study that took place in Fiji depicts the increase of disordered eating among adolescents well. Fiji is isolated from the rest of the world, and in 2002 they hadn't been exposed to television nor mass media yet, so the natural effects of television could be documented without many other factors weighing in. Fiji's culture is a culture that encourages larger bodies and doesn't give much thought to diet nor exercise, but the introduction of television drastically altered their culture. After just 3 years with television exposure, 74% of the teenage girls sampled felt fat, and this effect was 3 times as likely if they had a television in their house. An astonishing 11.3% of the sampled girls forced themselves to throw up, reported in the study, as a method of weight control, while none had done so before the rise of television. Throughout this time, the amount of girls with disordered eating doubled, likely as a direct response to TV. Although the effects on the Fijian teenagers seems really drastic, these same disordered eating attitudes happen all over the world as a result of people comparing themselves to what they see on Instagram and in TV and becoming dissatisfied with their appearance. It's just become normalized in our culture because we've had media for so long. On the other hand, viewing normalized bodies in the media has positive effects because it gives the message that you're beautiful in your own skin. Rachel Cohen completed a study in 2018 on body positivity in the media. 195 female staff and students from the University of Technology, Sydney, aged 18 to 30 years old, were put into 3 groups where they viewed body positive, thin ideal, or appearance neutral Instagram posts. They each viewed 20 photos for over 10 seconds each. Afterwards, they completed a questionnaire about their body satisfaction and mood. The study showed that brief exposure to body positive and appearance neutral posts led to improvements in the young women's mood and image of their own bodies compared to the thin ideal posts. The body positive posts led to much more body satisfaction as well as the neutral posts. This means that when we're looking at posts that show what looks like us, it makes us feel better in turn about ourselves. So why don't we do it more? Why don't we push to get these on TV and in ads and stuff? And these decisions about what actor plays a role isn't really commonly discussed since it happens behind the scenes. But when it comes to hiring actors and models, their bodies often taken into account and the prevalence of thin privilege is highlighted. Thin privilege is having greater access to resources and face less discrimination in society than people without these characteristics. Being a heavier set actor is clearly seen as a minority in the acting and modeling world, just like race or sexual orientation has been. Casting directors make these decisions time and time again to limit larger actors and models, and they keep them in supporting roles in television. This impacts the viewer by telling people that the most important people are thin, but in reality, being thin and important don't coincide. The roles that above averagely sized actors are put into in TV and film are also often simplistic, with their weight being the only part of their identity shown. In recent years, however, there's been a much stronger push to create more diverse casts in shows and movies. This generally refers to adding more people of color, but this also applies to adding more diversely sized characters. For shows and ads to be successful, like, people value looking at people who look like them on the screen. And being more vocal about this as viewers has pushed casting directors to value diversity as well when casting shows and movies. Casting directors need to continue and expand even more on casting diverse people because what's seen on the screen needs to reflect what the real world looks like. The real world is not entirely thin, nowhere near it, and that's amazing. Seeing diverse sizes on the television screen will normalize all body sizes and tell the viewers and actors that how they looked is perfect as is. It can take a long time to fix the mindset media has given us. It's taken my whole life. Most of my childhood was spent watching mainstream movies and shows, which really only included thin actors. Growing up with the rise of social media has also led to me viewing the world in a new and unstudied way. Many of these studies that I talked about that involve social media hadn't been completed yet when I got social media, so the effect that it would have on me wasn't known until later. Also, looking at my thin peers gave me a lot of body dissatisfaction, and I spent a lot of my childhood and teenage years scrutinizing myself for my body. It wasn't until very recently that I realized the detrimental effects it had on my perception of myself. And I had to take the time to unlearn what screens have taught me and tell myself that I'm normal and beautiful and perfect as I am. And it's not easy work. This is something we all need to do. As viewers, we have to push casting and modeling directors to put actors of all sizes and models of all sizes into roles that we see on a daily basis. We need to break the mindset that a thin actor or a thin model is the default and the only beautiful one. Actors also need to be given an environment where they're free to look however they choose, as well as models. We need to cast a wider array of people in complex roles. Until we're able to do this, we will be able to carry positive message from the media with us after turning off our screens. Thanks for listening. Bye.